Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Boss Barrel Radio. This is episode 92. With me is Griffin Hoffman.
I'm Griffin Hoffman, Gangnam Style.
Matt Lake.
Matt here, yes.
And I'm your host, John Stanhope.
Disgusted to be here.
Ryan Fielder is running late, so we're just going to start without him, and hopefully he'll play catch up.
He might be here. He's just being really quiet.
Yeah, exactly. We did things to him. He doesn't want to talk anymore.
Oh. Yeah. Been silenced.
Not a whole heck of a lot going on in news, which is really weird.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we can talk about news later, but...
like usual, sounds like a good plan.
I know. I just didn't really do much aside from play more Borderlands 2, and like I sort of mentioned to you guys before we started, I'm enjoying playing that game. I just think maybe I'm doing it wrong, because I just don't seem to be gaining levels as fast as all my friends, and maybe it's just because I'm not playing that game as much as everybody else is. Because I'm like level 12, and that game's been out for a week.
Right. I put about 15 hours in, I'd say, rough estimate.
What level are you?
No, I don't know. I have no idea what level I am. Let's say 20. Yeah, right. That sounds about right.
Right. I will say, as soon as I started getting sniper rifles, though, that game has picked up for me, like, a lot of fun shooting things. Did you get the one in-game badass thing for getting on top of the pig at Happy Hotel? Happy Pig Hotel?
No.
Yep. There's a way to get up on top
of that.
There's
an achievement
pig.
For it?
It's one of the badass achievements. It's not. I don't know that it's an actual achievement.
Oh.
It's just a badass thing you can do.
Oh.
I thought that was kind of fun. Get up on that pig.
Did you do that by accident, or did you look up that badass thing and then try it?
I was just bored and was looking
at
all the badass
things. That might be
things.
Why you're not leveling up, because you're just futzing around climbing pigs and nonsense instead of going in killing dudes and finding weapons.
Getting up on that pig took me all of like 5 minutes. It's really not that hard once you know what you're doing.
5 minutes? That's forever.
I'm getting tired
of the driving. So much driving.
Yeah. I do sort of enjoy the driving. I enjoy driving around and just running over things and just leaving them to die.
I forgot when I first picked it up, I was like, oh God, I forgot how terrible the driving controls are in this game. And then after about 20 minutes of doing it, I was like, oh yeah, it's all coming back to me now.
They're not as bad.
All
as,
muscle
I mean,
memory.
They're pretty much like driving. It's like driving a warthog. And
if that meant something to me, then yeah. I mean, that I've heard that before said, and that is meaningless to me.
Why?
Because I've never driven I've driven a warthog twice.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
I mean, it's like that. Like somebody's like, it's like driving a semi-truck.
Not exactly like... Oh, wait, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Halo warthogs. You know that, okay?
I believe he knows
that. Wait, we talk about video games here?
I'm just saying. Like, I didn't know. Anyway, it's the same control scheme, but it doesn't handle exactly the same. The fine-tuning on it's different. But yeah, it's similar.
So you're level 12. What major story beat have you encountered?
I just did that semi-boss battle with the Firehawk.
Okay. You found the Firehawk?
Yep, found it. Okay. Found it.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I've noticed a little issue with pacing in that game, and that is...
slow?
No, everything is fine. Oh. I think that everything is great. I just had an issue with... I kind of, after the part where you're at, I kind of progressed the main story after clearing every quest that I could out. And then I just kind of hit a wall. And it was very hard to kill enemies. My weapons were, you know, maybe 3 to 5 levels underneath my level. So that probably had something to do with it. But it was very challenging. I had to almost just avoid combat until I could push through the one area and open the world back up again. And after I finished that, then I got to this hub location, and basically like my map looked like a new town in WoW, where it was just like exclamation points everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, hey, I got a job for you. Mm-hmm. And I just thought to myself, wow, that's kind of weird that I just left this place. And I cleared it out, and then I did this thing that you have to do and I felt underleveled. And then I go to this town and I collect all these quests, and a lot of them are trivial, underleveled quests for me.
Yeah.
So I thought, man, that is so bizarre. That did I just miss these before? Did I not activate something, or was I meant to have a real issue with that that section before? So I was kind of confused.
Yeah, I'll agree that certain parts of that game where it really seems like the story driven ones are a little over your level.
Oh,
and
really?
Then it sort of made to me. But then I always will go back and look at I'll go back and look at quests that I haven't done yet, and it's really easy for me, I guess anyway, to forget that I've like started all these quests, and then I go look at the quest log and like go, oh gosh, I forgot that there are these things people wanted me to do.
See, that's why you're not leveling up. You need to do them all before you do story missions.
Yeah, I need to do
you
that.
You need to have empty quest log.
Well, and that's fair, because I thought that might be the issue, and that's what I started doing the last time I started playing, and I gained like 2 levels really quickly, and I was like, okay, well, this is probably where my problem is, that I need to start doing quests, because that seems to be where the bulk of my cash and experience come from, is questing, not killing.
Yeah. Plus, they also lead you into new areas, which give you new experience or more experience points.
Sure.
You're obviously just going to be fighting new enemies in there, so that's going to give you more experience than if you're just cruising around the town, and then completing the quest gives you a little boost.
Yeah, I had the game freeze up on me, and it's not like I was doing anything in particularly stressful to the game. I seriously just like opened up a box and turned around, and then I went, nah, you're done. Which sucked a lot, because then I was done playing for the night. It was one of those where it's like, I don't even want to know where this is going to kick me back to.
Oh, the auto-saving is very good. It's more for me, it's just like, I only care about, does it save the crap that I found? I don't care if I have to redo something.
It seems like it's pretty decent about that, though.
Because, you know, when push comes to shove, you can just... There has yet to be an area where that I couldn't just run straight through and get through without, you know, a problem.
Yeah.
I may not be killing everything there, but I'm pushing the quest forward and moving on to the next areas. Like the boss battle that I just fought, I was under level for the boss and my weapons were about 8 levels under leveled for the boss, but I managed to cheese the game Borderlands 1 style, shove myself behind some crack with an overhang, and the missiles and attacks and everything couldn't hit me. So I just used all of my bullets to slowly kill this thing.
It seems like there is a little bit of a possibility to do that in some in this game, where it's, since the game is still technically open world, like that fight where you have to kill Dr. Mercy. I had a lot of problems with that because I'm not really specking myself to fight head on like that. So what I ended up doing is actually spawning him, running away from him, and then running to the outside of that whole area where he's like stands, mm-hmm. and then just sniping him from there.
Mm-hmm.
And he will not figure out to just leave the area and come around.
Mm.
He'll just stay up there. Mm. So
you're still putting all your points into sniping
dudes. Yep, and even my badass ranks are kind of leaning in that direction, too. Mostly melee, mostly recoil, mostly accuracy, things like that. I mean, honestly, it's almost to the point where my gun barely even moves when I zoom in.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It is. Because I'll always get, like, headshot crits unless the enemy jerks wildly. But there's nothing I enjoy more than rolling up on a camp and standing, like, 50 yards out and just picking people off. Fun. The part where I think the big bummer the other night were with me with playing that game was I was going to do a quest that I was actually kind of excited to play, where it was this bully mong that has a midget riding it.
Oh, that is old. Wow.
Yeah, no, it's an older quest that I just didn't get to. Like I'm behind the curve on this, so like I've got some catching up to do. So I'm just trying to play, like, catch up on the old quests that I didn't do to get some more experience to start, like, actually catching up to where I am.
Yeah.
I did the really cool quest where you have to assassinate all those assassins. I think there was only 2 that I didn't do the way that the game wanted me to.
Oh.
But that's only because I didn't have the appropriate guns.
Ah. Let's see.
I was just like, I don't have a shotgun because screw shotguns.
Yeah.
They're useful in a pinch, but it's not really my game. Not really my thing.
Shotgun sniper.
Nope.
That's my Metal Gear name.
You can get a scope on one. It doesn't do you a lot of good.
Yeah.
You might be surprised once you find some weirder shotguns.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
I have currently a pincer style shotgun, which shoots 9 shots in a wall. So it's like a grid of 3x3, mm-hmm. and then where you're aiming, they all converge at one point.
Oh.
And then they crisscross and come, and then they expand from that area that you're aiming at.
Interesting. That's really cool.
Yeah. So kind of a weird shotgun.
That's interesting.
You know, weird guns.
Did you ever get a gold key?
No. I found out what it does too.
Yeah, I found out too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pre-order thing.
Okay. Yep. Well, I got
it.
It
gives you a purple item based on your level. So don't use it.
I got a gold key and I used it.
Nice.
Yep. Yep. Gave me 2 really crazy grenades. 2 really crazy purple grenades.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
They work really well as long as you know what you're doing with them. Because when you throw them, they don't arc. They like immediately hit the ground and just start bouncing.
Uh-huh. Bouncing and, belly grenades.
Yep.
Wait till you get the transfusion ones.
Yeah.
Those are pretty handy.
Looking forward to those.
Those are still pretty useful in
this
game.
They're probably the best, where you just unload all of your transfusion. Because now they treat the grenades like they treat gun types, where it's not just like, it's a transfusion grenade. It transfuses. It's a lightning grenade. It lightnings. Like, currently equipped on my grenade is a Bouncing Betty lightning grenade that explodes with a lightning radius, damages anything within the lightning radius, and then shoots out a bunch of other lightning mines that if anybody runs into, they take additional lightning damage. So
it's crazy.
A crazy blue flavor text weird grenade. But
so
I had a transfusion grenade that then you throw the grenade out, it's thrown, it bursts, and then it flies around with its little transfusion particles. Anything it hits, it does fire damage over a count of time, and then it pulls all that damage back and gives it to you as health.
Oh, that's so amazing.
But then it also fragments into multiple grenades.
That's so crazy. Okay. Do you remember that I told you that I found that one purple gun that I couldn't figure out really how it worked? Because it just didn't seem like at a range it was really doing anything.
Okay.
I actually figured out that it's more like that flare gun that you get from that first or third that real big first boss.
Oh, the Flint guy?
Yeah, Flint guy.
That crappy gun?
Yeah. So it's a flare gun.
Ugh.
With a scope on it that will actually, it has like a hidden effect of it homes in on its targets.
Oh, nice.
So you, like, the time that I actually noticed that it did this was like, there was a guy with a shield coming at me, but I wanted to shoot the tank that's next to him. And I shot at the tank, and the gun went, like, past the shield and then arced back around and hit him and then exploded.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, oh, so this is actually, this could be kind of useful. So I sort of keep that on the side for later stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Like it.
There are cool guns in
that
game.
There are cool guns in that game about guns. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They only keep getting cooler.
Besides shotguns, are you avoiding any other guns to use?
I don't really use SMGs. I've got a couple that I hang on to just for funsies. Mostly sticking to sniper rifles, assault rifles, and pistoles.
Okay.
Each for their own.
Do you have a favorite gun maker? Or?
Right now, I really like Jordan.
Ooh, what?
Is it Jordan?
Jacobs?
Jacobs. That's it, Jacobs.
That's like your old-timey Western guns that each time you pull the trigger, you'll fire.
Yeah, yeah. I sort of just like the feel of them because they're really usually the most accurate guns.
Okay.
And since that's sort of the game I play is one shot, one kill. That's usually what I'm going for.
Nice.
Right now, the sniper rifle I found does a 100% extra damage on critical.
Oh, those are always good.
Yeah, so it's like all headshots all the time.
That's what saved my bacon in that super boss battle that I had to, after I had to hide because I was underleveled.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely. Because now I'm, like, my criticals that are doing, like, 500 damage are now doing, over 1,000. It's just like, okay, so it's murdering everything as long as I hit him in the head. Yeah. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, I just found one of those, too.
You found a what?
I just found one of those, too, those sniper rifles.
100% crits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're playing Borderlands 2 as well.
Yep. Played it till I got it, rented it at like 10 o'clock last night and stayed up till 7 in the morning playing it.
Yep. You're, what class are you playing?
Gunzerker.
Gunzerker?
Dang it, that's what I want to play.
How's that going? You liking
it? It's the way Borderlands should be played.
That's how I feel.
So
I need to, once I beat that game, I'm going to go back and replay it as Gunzerker.
So explain this to me, because I'm a little curious, because I know, like, last time Matt said that you would just start dual-wielding the other weapon in your...
Yeah, you can switch it out.
Okay, so do you have to, like, distinguish which weapon it would be?
Yeah, your weapon, your main weapon, and then the next one is the secondary one.
So
like
it's
the one underneath.
It's the top choice and then the bottom choice
whatever
as far
you
as your...
out. And then the one underneath it is the second one you pull out.
Okay, that's sort of what I assumed. What if you are, say, wielding your third or fourth option?
You got to hit like up or down or left on the D-pad, whatever one you
have. So while you have, while your guns are, you can change weapons.
Yes, but only your secondary weapon, I believe.
Okay.
Only the gunzerking weapon.
Only the weapon that comes up secondary, you can change that.
Or it might be the other way around. It might be just the first weapon you can change.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. That's because I was sort of confused about that, like how that whole thing worked. But that makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
I just got to Scooter's sister.
Oh, nice.
That's freaking hilarious.
Gosh, see, I am playing this game wrong.
She's... Did you not find this character?
What?
Have you not found this character?
Not yet.
What is wrong with you?
I've been playing this game wrong. I don't know how to play this game, apparently.
Have you ever played an MMO?
God, yeah.
You know, you go collect quests and you do them?
Yeah, but I guess I didn't... See, that's the thing that bugs me. It's like, yeah, I'm good at those games. I like those games. So I don't know why I'm playing this game wrong. Just damn.
It's all the bullets and guns.
I'm just
confused.
Just going to sit down tonight and dedicate myself to
figuring this game. Are you still wasting time opening up every single box?
Yes.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, you're fine if you're just at that level and you're opening all that crap up. But
and
if you want to go fast, don't bother opening up the stupid little chests.
Yeah.
There's
no point. Iridium in them.
Sometimes,
I found a stack of 10 iridium in a random dumpster.
Yeah, but you can also find iridium by killing bosses, by killing dudes, by just blowing things up in the environment.
Iridium is something you need a lot of.
Yeah, but I also sort of feel like you'll accumulate more of it than you imagine you do.
Yeah. It's
one,
quest rewards.
Yeah. One time I just actually like looked at how much iridium that I'd accumulated in a couple hours, and I was like, whoa, I have 16? Wow.
Yeah.
That's more than I thought I would have had.
Did you find the 10 stack that I'm talking about? Like, it's right after you beat...
I found a stack of 8 randomly.
Wow, I've never found that.
But I haven't found a specific 10 stack.
Let's see. I think part of my issue is that the world is so big, and I have a really hard time reading that vehicle map sometimes when I'm driving. I get turned around sometimes.
Follow the dot.
Yeah, I follow the dot, but then I don't... I just take...
Siri.
Exactly. Where's my turn-by-turn?
Take me to the bandit camp.
I just get a little lost in that world sometimes. I'm getting better at it.
I see your frustration with the lots of moving around, but I actually like it.
You mean the enemies moving around?
No, like walking and going to areas, because there's a car station every like 10 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My frustration more lies in once you start trying to go for the clearing of every single quest, you just have spent so much time in transit, it becomes frustrating.
Would it have been easier if the game would just allow you to fast travel anywhere?
Like, well, you already kind of have that.
Right,
but
it's
for the distances that you're not fast traveling. Like when it's like you need to go to this area from this one location to go check this out to activate the quest, and then you need to drive to this next part to get the next part of the quest, and then you need to get to this part. And if you don't do it in enough time, you have to restart everything.
Right.
Or here, you have this on your quest log. Go find it. Okay, it's kind of off the map. Is it here? No, not quite. All right. Well, now I gotta go futz around for a while. Or the thing, like the driving helps to speed things up. But when you're inside a level, like when you do the Firehawk thing, that Frostburn cavern area just became so frustrating to clear
it
out, because the map can sometimes be a little misleading. With you can go one direction and then you kind of just shoot yourself in the foot because you have to almost double all the way back around.
See, I think I did it backwards because I went the wrong way at first and cleared it out like
backwards.
Immediately.
Okay. See, having cleared that place out about four times, I found that there's one real easy way to do it. But yeah. When the icon is like in one area and it's like, well, I should go this way because this looks like the shorter path. Right,
it's actually shorter.
Yeah. And that's what I have a hard time with it. And it's just like, well, okay, it's trial and error. I'm killing guys. I'm getting experience. But after the third time of having to do this, I just don't shoot people anymore. I'm just running.
See, that's my, I love doing this, and maybe I'm still new to the game, but I kill everything. I don't leave anything not done. Like, if there's a bad guy, I chase him down.
What if he wasn't bad? What if he wasn't even want to fight you?
Yeah, I usually...
Get a family.
Kick his ass.
I usually do carry, clear areas, too, and that might be another reason why I'm kind of slow on this process. I also, I think, you know, you're playing Gunzerker, Ryan, and Griff, you're playing Siren, and...
Yeah, but I always play my characters stupid.
Well, I'm doing the sniper end of it, so I'm really slow and meticulous. So, like, I'm going through and keeping distance from everything I do, and I sort of, move through an area just and, scope stuff out and, see where people are and then start murdering people slowly.
The only thing about that, I got my first sniper rifle and started using it, and I love doing it, but the guys don't spawn until you get halfway up into the thing, and then they're all over you, and the sniper seems like it's not as effective.
Yep, but that's why I'm also, trying to find, really my, happy go-to assault rifle and pistols when I need them. Definitely, I need something that when push comes to shove, I've got something there. And I did find a really nice sniper rifle that I enjoyed a lot that was really hard to part with because it made me do 50% more melee damage. So I would be sniping things, and then it's like dude would come out of nowhere and it just shank.
When I'm gunzerking, I sometimes have my 50% melee damage as the secondary weapon, so I can pull that out, shoot with my primary, and just melee whenever they get
really?
Some.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's not a bad idea. I'd like to find something like that.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Have you ran into instances, because I know, Ryan, when you saw me playing, and I was just describing that situation earlier when I felt like I missed something and there was a section that was just way too hard for me from where I was at. Have you found it to be difficult to part with certain weapons?
Yes. I do.
Yeah.
That's why I texted you today. I was like, where do I store my crap?
Yeah.
I was literally 30 seconds away from finding the bank when I texted you, too.
Well, okay. My thing with storing your stuff...
If you're storing stuff, you might be doing it wrong.
Sort of my thing is, I just... Storing stuff is still me parting with that item because I still think I need it for some reason. I don't really want to stash anything.
I also had to stash it because I had, six guns that were a higher level than I was, and I couldn't try them out to see how good
I had that
been.
Issue, too.
Oh, really?
I found a crate that had, all...
There were all level 11 guns, and I was a level 10.
Yep.
Oh, okay, so just a level.
Yeah.
Well, I was 9 when I found mine, but still, yes, I know what you're talking about. The sad part about it was all those guns, I threw away 3 of them. Because
so did I. I
was just
one
like,
of them was better than all of them.
Yeah, I was like, that's the one I'll probably use. The other ones, they're comparable, but I don't think I'll use them.
I found a pistol that is better than a submachine gun, and it has 30 shots
in it. Submachine guns are usually the weakest.
But it's I thought it was a submachine gun at first, and then I was using it, ran out of bullets, and then I switched my weapon. It was a submachine gun. I was like, shit, I'm out of bullets. Wait, no, I'm not.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, there sometimes there's some weird ambiguity as to if something's an assault rifle or if it's a SMG.
You guys end up using any rocket launchers? Yeah.
I haven't found any yet.
Used them, but it seems like the ammo is not there for me to use them efficiently.
I have found a lot, and what I like to do with them is whenever I find one, I'll just burn through all my rockets. So I'll pick one up out of a chest, immediately equip it, and just kill everybody around me with it, because it does massive damage. It's totally overpowered destruction machine. So much fun to use, in vastly different from Borderlands 1 rocket launcher, which just seems like a glorified machine gun.
Yeah.
And this, you're actually launching explosive ass rockets that are sweet.
I picked one up and it was I'm a level 12. It does 700 damage times 3 and also fires multiple rockets at once.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I only have 5 rockets.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just burn it and then sell it. That's what I just empty it all out, because I'm not actively buying rockets to replace them, but you'll run into them as you're looting chests.
I can't even buy rockets yet. Otherwise, I would.
Yeah, Someday.
Someday.
I'll get there.
Yeah, no, I haven't found any rockets at all yet, so I'm sure I'll find them
at
some
point. You guys texting each other right now?
No, I'm just looking at something from a thing. Don't worry about it.
The Google Drive to see if we had one.
No. Not this week. All flying off the cuff this week.
Oh, man.
I know, it's crazy.
How do we do it?
Well, part of it is, you know, I really believe we're probably going to spend a lot of time talking about Borderlands and...
Did you play, Matt?
Well, Matt...
No, I don't have a system here.
But
I played another game.
Yeah, Matt and I are probably going to talk about that for a while.
What'd you guys play?
We played a lot of Torchlight 2 this week.
Speaking of loot.
Yeah, there's a lot of loot in that game.
Now Jesus. I have to get a PC.
Me and Matt trade a lot of things.
So many games I need a PC for.
Yeah.
PC gaming can be pretty good sometimes.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying
or
that
I'll
game.
Just wait 3 years and it'll be on Xbox.
Did Torchlight 1 come to Xbox?
Yes.
Yep.
It did. Really interesting.
For $12.
Well, that's not bad. Torchlight 2. That was a blast. I am loving
it. That's a lot better than the first game.
Oh, a ton better.
Random
gosh.
Generated levels, or is it fixed levels?
Fixed levels.
I believe it's fixed.
Yep. Matt and I played a little bit that together, probably like 5 or 6 hours together.
Something like that.
Does it have pants?
What's that?
Are there pets?
Oh, God, there's so many pants.
Pants?
So pets.
Many. Oh, pets.
Pet friends.
Also,
but it does have pants?
It does have pants.
Pants confirmed.
Pants confirmed. Pets also confirmed.
To anyone that was wondering, there are pants.
Tons. More than just loincloths?
Yep.
Legged undergarments?
Yep.
So if that's what you're looking for, this isn't the game for you.
Nope. Nope. No crotch exposure.
Are there any, what's his name? Ashley... from that game you guys like that are just like the butt cheek chat pants.
What?
That game you guys like with the grids and the dungeon crawling.
Oh,
the guy named Ashley Hazard or something.
Vagrant Story.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's got the butt cheek pants.
No, he's not in there.
No, I'm saying, are those pants in there?
I don't think so. No.
But we're not denying it yet.
You can neither confirm nor deny the existence of butt cheek pants.
I'm not putting it out. Matt, have you found any legendary items? I haven't seen you with any.
What color are they?
Dude, I don't know. I haven't seen them. Because there's a Steam achievement in there somewhere for finding a legendary item, and I have yet to find one. I thought I found one for a second, but didn't.
I found a lot of orange items.
Yeah, I've started to find a lot of orange items too. Like, orange items are starting to become just like my...
I wipe the in-between space between my butt cheek pants with orange items.
White and green are the things that I'm just like, these are dumb. And blue's even starting to become dumb to me.
Hmm.
But
you should still pick them up.
Me? Oh, yeah. Blue's
the new blue.
Blue's still worth looking at.
Worthless.
Orange or yellow or whatever you want to call it. Those are still good.
Pearlescent or bust.
What?
Yellow.
Orange, yellow. It's like an orangish yellow. It's like a goldish color.
I was about to say. Find a yellow.
Depends on how your screen looks.
Just totally naked until you get your first pearlescent.
Yep.
Not even using any guns.
Nothing.
Just, yeah.
Gun zirking.
Fist zirking. Just going brick.
But, I think they've done a lot more in the way of giving you... You know, more abilities and things that you can choose, like different paths and things you can choose to really make your character yours. I think.
I hear customization is a big thing. You already mentioned like with the skill trees, but are there other routes that they have expanded customization to?
Yeah, I think, like I said, there's more routes for you to go with your skills, but there's even more armor that's available to you to, you know, construct yourself in that fashion.
I remember that was the big selling point for me of that game was upgradable weapons and upgradable armor.
Yeah, now, I mean, you've got everything. You've got so many more sets of armor and where you can get more and more bonuses for the sets that you wear. And you've got, you know, everything can get up to 2 enchantments put on it.
You can get 3 or 4.
Enchantments?
Some triple enchantments?
Enchantments?
Certain ones have... like they'll have maximum capacities of like 2 to 3 to 4, so that's cool. Most of the stuff I have right now is just only levels for 2.
You guys find that double rainbow in Borderlands?
No.
Oh.
Double Rainbow.
Wait, an internet reference in Borderlands?
I know, get out of town. Right? Really? First time ever.
Speaking,
do you have to look through one of the little telescope things?
Let me bring it back around for you, Griff.
Okay.
Last time Matt and I played, before we quit playing, we found Claptrap.
Oh, really?
Yep. And it gives you a unique item if you listen to him talk for about 2 minutes. He's talking and he's talking. And I'm like, this is actually really funny dialogue for Claptrap.
He gives you his nut.
Yeah, he gives you his nut. What did his do you get for it. You as it did for me?
It's a robot. It's like increases my charge rate or something like that.
It reduces the charge depletion rate by 20%
or something like that. Which
for me,
charge rate.
For me is amazing.
Okay, one more quick thing before we talk more about this. Spring back to Borderlands here. Do you guys major the Minecraft level?
Not yet, but I heard about it. Oh gosh, does that sound
awesome? I didn't
watch
it. I saw it on Kotaku, but I didn't.
Yeah.
You need to at least get to when Sanctuary lifts off. And
okay,
then you
so
can start
happens?
Finding
Great.
That area.
Okay. Yeah, I'm interested to do that. I'm also sort of interested in finding that little reference to Dark Souls. Did you not see that?
So do you literally get to Minecraft?
You punch Minecraft blocks to
get gold and
ore, which can be items, money. You can find iridium blocks that are purple, punch them, iridium comes out.
You can kill creepers.
There's creepers.
There's creepers in Torchlight 2.
I'm currently running with Minecraft skin.
Did you hear the thing that Claptrap says? Like he said it just as we were like leaving and we got out of like audio range. He was just like, either you guys are going to a Halloween costume, or I am in the wrong place. It was funny.
No, I don't think I heard that.
Yeah, it was funny. No, the
So
Dark
what are
Souls,
you guys playing?
I'm an Outlander, which is like your roguish ranger sort of class. I'm really specking really high in fast attack and high crits, dual-wielding pistols.
As a rogue should.
That's cool. You the ranger rogue?
Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
And I'm also starting to move in this area where now, oh God, it's just so ridiculous. Now when I shoot something and I kill it, I have like a 50% chance that it'll explode into a cloud of poison, which then hits everything around it. And a lot of times it'll just make everything die. And then anything that I kill can possibly has like a 33% chance to spawn this bat minion thing that will fight for me for about 11 seconds. And they're all, you know, marginally as strong as I am. So it's like just like me spawning this army of just murder. Matt's a lot higher level. Matt's
murder
like,
army.
Yeah. Matt's like, you're like 10 levels higher than me.
I'm 57 now.
Holy crap. Yeah. So you're like 15 Jeez. Levels higher than me.
You start the game at level one, or
yeah,
he doesn't have a console, so
yeah,
this understand. Is
I
understand.
I like had
to.
Yeah, I
I'm
had
trying
to
juggle
to play this game. So.
I'm trying to juggle two games here, and Matt's over here just murdering me in every way.
What a jerk!
Yeah, I know.
You're a jerk.
But so, I really have an understanding as to how the engineer works. I know it dies a lot less than I do.
Yeah, it's basically a barbarian. And
but how is that possible considering there's a barbarian in the damn game?
You mean the Beastmaster?
No, there's no Beastmaster. There's straight up a class called Barbarian.
No.
Yes. I can test this. Do you want to put money down on this?
I'm not putting money down on it, but you can look it up. But there's like Engineer, Outlander, Ember Mage, and a Berserker.
Berserker. Did I say Barbarian?
You said Barbarian, yeah. So okay. I would have won that.
Rewind the tape.
You said Beastmaster.
Or whatever. It's not. It's. I know it's not a barbarian.
Okay,
my class is
Berserker.
A barbarian.
You're both wrong.
Berserker. Okay. Yes. No. You're right.
He isn't even playing this game. Jesus.
No, I don't even know what we're talking about. Yes.
No, I know my character. It's basically a barbarian. You know, high defense, high attack. Some of the skills you can have is like you can summon a little robot who gives you armor bonuses and heals you over time. It's basically forever.
Oh, hots. I love hots.
Sure.
Hots. Heals over time.
But yeah, like you said, my character doesn't die very often. I've just been specking with passive skills, like increasing my armor rating and my elemental damage and increasing my little robot.
I find that's the best thing to spec at first is your passive abilities.
Do you think you can get Claptrap as a pet?
No.
Probably not.
Do you have to feed your pets?
No.
Nope.
My pet is
still
mostly...
send him back to town?
Well, there's a lot of really cool advancements with that, too, because now your pet, A, can hold more... your pet, instead of three spells, can learn four spells.
Four spells.
Yep. What's that?
It's a big fat pet.
Yep. You've got more options for pets now.
They can buy things in town for you. Yep, well, potions and
yeah,
like,
they, you can send them with a very stuff. Yeah, with like a very limited like grocery list, and they'll go buy that for you and come back, which is cool. Just
bring me back healing potions,
which I've never done
bring
though because
sandwich.
You always pick up enough of that stuff. The only thing I've ever like thought to maybe have him go get is identity scrolls.
Yeah.
I said no onions, take it back.
Right, exactly. What are you doing?
So it's still a bummer because you send your pet away to get stuff, and then you lose that help in combat.
Yep, but there are things you can get to reduce that. I've had items before where it's like, reduce the time it takes for your pet to return from a store, which by 80%. So boom, now it takes 20 seconds for him to come back, which is whoopty.
I'm fine without my pet.
Right. Also, like, I send him away all the time, and it's 2 minutes without him. He doesn't really do that much for me.
No, like, yeah. I do a lot of damage.
He's mostly a mascot.
It's kind of heartless, John.
Have you figured out how to turn your pet into a Sega Genesis?
No.
Unfortunately, no.
You can do that?
I don't know. That's what pets do, right?
They turn into robots.
You feed them enough crap, and they turn into a Sega Genesis.
Yep. That's what happens. I actually haven't turned my pet into anything.
I should know about.
Really? You haven't gone fishing?
No, I've gone fishing plenty of times, just haven't turned it into anything.
You should.
Yeah.
It improves your pet.
Yeah.
Are you still on the same area where we left off?
Yeah, I haven't touched that
game. Okay, well, I beat that game, and I found it kind of short.
Yeah.
There's only three acts in it.
Three acts. I was expecting like at least four.
You're level 57, and it's short?
Well, yeah. He's on New Game Plus now. So.
Compared to like when I played Diablo 2, that game had five acts, and that game was longer.
Torchlight was like... Well, for me, it was a $12 game. I don't know if there is.
Yeah, how
is
much
a $60
is Torchlight?
Game?
$20.
Torchlight 2 is $20. Yeah. I don't know how much Torchlight is.
And
you can't really argue with that.
Well, is Steam?
Yeah.
Is Steam running the? I know for pre-order is if you pre-ordered Torchlight 2, they gave you a copy of Torchlight 1 for free.
Last I saw Torchlight, it was part of a Humble Indie Bundle 7 or whatever they're up to now. So for like, you know, somewhere between $0 and $10, you could own a ton of games, one of which would be Torchlight.
Yeah.
I already own it, so I can't really do that, but...
Yeah, you can buy it again.
I could gift it to you. Well, though, is it for Mac?
It is not.
It is not. Okay. That's why Griff's not playing it with us.
Nope. Well, let's talk about Torchlight 1.
Xbox.
I guess I don't really have a choice, you know, if I want to play it.
It's probably like 400 points now.
Oh, you're talking Torchlight?
Yeah.
Oh, Torchlight, I have played.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Torchlight...
Two,
I
have not.
I think with some of the other things that they changed that are nicer than it was. Did you, Matt, play the beta for it?
No.
Some of the stuff that they've adjusted from the beta, I think, is a great improvement. Like, used to be sets. Like, it was really hard to identify like what bonuses you were getting by just looking at it. You'd have to like start doing the mental math of like, okay, this is from this set, this is from this set, so I'm getting these bonuses, because it didn't light up like what was equipped and what you were actually getting in the beta. It wasn't doing
okay.
This. So now it's nice that they light all that stuff up. Like they have different, like it's different shades of what color what abilities you're getting from sets, which is nice. I think another great jump from Torchlight 1 to Torchlight 2 is, you know, it used to be you can only equip this item if you are meeting these requirements. Now it's like you can equip this item if you're this level or you have these attributes.
Yeah.
So that's nice. I think it's like it makes it so if I have really high dexterity but I'm not level 50, that means I can still use this item. So,
yeah, that's really nice.
At least it's not a combo. You have to have this much in this and be this level.
Well, that's what it was in the first one, where it was just like, well, I don't have that kind of level of focus because that's not my thing. So they have adjusted the way the stats work. Now strength is all damage output. Dexterity is...
dodging and...
No, yes, you're right.
It's dodging and...
critical damage and dodge.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And then your focus is your magic... and your chance to execute, which means something a little bit different for each class, I think. With my class, that means my chance to execute is actually kind of critical to me. That's why I started putting a lot more emphasis on my focus attribute. It basically means if I'm dual wielding, then every time I attack is an opportunity for me to attack twice in one attack. So I now have like a 34% chance.
Like firing that, two bullets at once.
Yeah. And yeah, one attack, like I'll fire one with the right, one with the left. And each time I do that, it's a chance that I actually just fire both guns at the same time. So that's actually really cool because it ups my chances to do critical damage. So yeah, no, once I get my rage meter up, which actually with all my new stuff, it like I just turn into a crit damage dealing crazy person. And
crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it a lot.
I will be playing it as soon as the appropriate system is available to myself.
It. Yeah, it's really
if
good.
It ever comes.
It's really good. I like it. Well, it took them this long to bring out Torchlight 2, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope there's Torchlight 3, and I hope that, you know, the requirements for, you know, playing on PC don't go up too much. So
yeah. Yeah.
That's why I really like it. It looks great. You know, I'm able to play it.
It's a bunch of people that used to make Diablo. I forget.
Runic.
Yeah.
So is that legal for them to just throw Claptrap in there? Feel yeah, like sure. You might I mean, be copyrighted.
I mean, as long as they get the appropriate, yes, you can do that.
Whatever. Yeah. Gearbox doesn't play video games.
That's true.
You should beat it.
I'm trying to.
How is the story?
It's all right.
Do you care, or is it just the loot?
It's there.
Well, I found bugs in that game that really kind of made me angry.
Yeah, you said you were having issues at Act 3.
Yeah. One time I got stuck on top of a wall. Luckily, I was able to use the town portal and go back through the dungeon. Hmm. Another time I got stuck behind a wall, so I had to go to an internet game, and luckily it reset me in the dungeon. Hmm. So I was able to...
So you're trying to tell me the engineers have a weakness to walls?
Yes,
I'm not
apparently.
Sure.
Apparently.
That game has a weakness for walls.
I haven't run into an issue like that yet. The only issue
in Borderlands.
The only issue I see is really like if you get a ton of enemies on the same screen.
Oh God!
I haven't experienced any like lag issues yet, but I do. I will see like I clear an entire area, but then there's still this enemy that's like standing there animated because he didn't actually like go through the I'm dead animation.
Oh, I never got that.
You've Ooh. Never seen that?
No.
Hey, is this game online all the time?
No.
No.
You can play it single player. But if what
do
you're...
you have to be online?
Yeah, if the question is, do I have to be online? I haven't tested that theory yet.
So it might be online all the time?
Well, it is not online all the time in the respect that I can tell it I'm going to be in a single player game and I won't be playing with other people, period. Or I can go...
But if you don't have an internet connection, you don't know if you can play this game.
That I'm not sure. I mean, I can go home tonight and unplug my dongle and see what happens.
Yeah,
if you say you're going to unplug your dongle...
I don't want to hear any of this dongle talk.
I really like how they manage the internet and single player. Like, you could advance the game no matter what, if you're playing online or not.
Yep. I think it's really cool.
That's how you and I did it.
Yep.
They can save your progress.
Completely independently of each other. Yeah, I like the game.
Did you ever have any bugs during the cinematics? My audio kept skipping.
Nope, didn't have any problems.
So I couldn't hear anything about the story, so I didn't really care about
it. That sounds like it's not a bug, but it's just your computer's performance can't keep up with it.
Maybe.
Because I had that issue with Diablo 3, and I don't think it's a bug. I think it's just my computer.
Maybe.
This makes me really want to play Diablo 3. Really want to buy that and play that thing.
All right. Go for it.
Kind of.
Try it.
I can't.
I dare you.
Nobody's going to stop you.
No, I know no one's going to stop me. Is that game $60?
Yes.
Probably.
That's how much I paid for it.
Did you buy it, like, online? Downloaded it just straight from EA?
Well, since you can't buy it from EA,
I'm sorry. Blizzard.
To Blizz 2.
I don't know these.
BlizzNet.
Things. BlizzNet.
Got it there.
BattleNet.
Yeah.
Got
my authenticator rolling.
yeah, rolling. I don't really know what else to say about Torchlight 2. It's good.
I think you got it all sealed up.
It's good. It's really pretty. It's a good looking game.
Yeah,
got a lot of shiny, glowy bits in it. Yeah, it's good.
That's Torchlight 2.
Amazing. I'll be playing it as soon as possible.
It's good. 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 It's good. It's good. Good.
I was gonna say. Back about 5 minutes, I got stuck in Borderlands. I was just jumping around, getting some loot, and got stuck behind like this ship that was halfway, like 45 degrees sunk, and I got stuck, and I couldn't jump, couldn't duck, couldn't move forward, backwards, played for like 3 minutes, couldn't do anything. So I took out my my explosive assault rifle and shot the ground and killed myself.
And that's you just wore back?
Yeah.
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 Bug master.
I always find him.
Bug magnet.
I haven't hitched my... I do think there are definitely a lot of places in that game where you can easily get yourself wedged into something that you don't want to be into. Mm-hmm. And I find it a little...
Just like real life.
Yeah. And I find it a little annoying at times that I can't get out of it. It's...
I know exactly what you mean.
But I've been able to, I don't know, get around it for the most part.
Get around it.
Let's see.
Do you think that game's funny at all?
Yes.
Which game?
Borderlands?
Borderlands 2. Torchlight's not funny at all.
I think Borderlands 2 is very funny.
Yeah, I find Borderlands 2 to be pretty comical.
There have been moments where I have lolled.
Really? I laugh.
When Scooter's sister says, yeah, I left wherever because I think Scooter had a crush on me.
And then his response to that is pretty funny. I had no crush. All right, just a little one.
Yes, I do.
The writing is excellent. It is very comical.
I do like Claptrap's antics. I did that stupid thing where you have to get the Bullymong fur, and I found that to be entertaining.
Boner farts.
Boner farts is pretty good
too. Especially when they like the game like actively changes the name of them when they show up on the screen.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, oh, hell, we're just going to call them boner farts.
I'm like, yep, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
There are a handful of quests that you can run into that give you a choice to go one way or the other, and usually those quests are pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. I did laugh at the back and forth between Hammerlock and Claptrap.
If you give it to Claptrap, too, he does get a mohawk, by the way.
Damn it. Sniper rifle I got was worthless, too. I would have gladly given them to him.
Now, don't feel too bad, because it goes away.
Oh, well... Mm-hmm. If it was permanent, then that would make it
worth
my while. But
you do see Claptrap with a mohawk for a while. Yeah. And that's pretty good.
That's good.
I thought I was going to trick the game, and I left 8 of the Bullymong hairs on the ground. I had meleeed 8 of them. They were all just laying there for me to pick up. I picked up 4, and then I couldn't pick up any more, but they were still laying there.
Mm. That's weird.
I was going to try to give it to both.
Well, that was sort of my weird thing. Is like,
of you.
Yeah, my thing was like, you know, there's a lot of these. I could just get... enough fur for both of you guys.
Yeah.
So whatever. Like, I could just
they wanted to be here. Original. Yeah, like, I mean, if somebody already has it, it's worthless, basically.
I guess. Yeah, it's whatever. There are some funny jokes about... Like, there are funny jokes that I don't get until it was just like, oh, I see where you're going with that, and that's really funny. There's, like, the part where you, like... They tell you to go buy a shield, but they want you to go up to that elevator thing, but then you got to get that fuse out of the fuse box to put it into the elevator lift thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I did that.
Yeah, it's a really early quest. And it was, I almost missed it. So, but, and then they make the joke too, about how the fuse in the box is broken because Claptrap tried to interface with it.
Oh yeah, no, I laughed at that part. I remember,
because at first I was like trying to get the okay door open, so he tried to interface with it, and then Claptrap was like, disregard what he said, that didn't happen at all. And I was like, oh, you mean interface with it.
It's good. It's a funny game. It has a lot of jokes.
Does that answer your question?
I do chuckle.
I believe it does.
There are a lot of lulling moments.
I do chuckle at that game quite a bit.
There's a lot of great references, like fighting the fake Ninja Turtles.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I do.
Assassins.
What's that?
Was that the 4 assassins?
No.
No. There, that was for the Firehawk assassins?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
No. That's
this is a specific quest where you go and fight. That's what you deliver pizza to these.
Oh god, that Ninja sounds Turtles. Awesome. Why am I not playing this game right now?
Yeah. I don't know. Pretty good game though. I'd highly recommend it.
Yeah.
You think you're going to get DLC for it when it comes out? Or?
That is a fantastic question.
Their DLCs are usually pretty good.
They committed
to 4.
Now, I hear people saying that, why would you release a new character after launch? That seems foolish. Why wouldn't you just integrate it to the whole game?
It's called marketing.
Well, I'm thinking that I am more compelled to go and replay new content with a new character that I didn't have the chance to play before. So, if that was their thought process to say, we'll release a new character, and then maybe that will help to push people along to say, now you can play this new location with a new person, instead of just saying, grab your old person, and hey, grab, it's time for some more Borderlands, even though you already, you know, finished the story.
Yeah.
So that makes it a lot more appealing to me now.
But
have they announced what the character's going to be?
Yeah.
Necromancer.
Whoa. Whatever that means.
Yeah, that could mean a lot of
pet things. Pet class, maybe, is kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Throwing out this giant robot that messes people up.
Could be cool.
Having an army of claptraps.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll do.
They've already done that.
Little claptraps.
Claptraps robot.
Not that you could control.
Army.
That's true.
There's lots of pizza and 3D glasses.
And panties and fish.
Fish bowls.
I did that. I got that achievement.
Yeah, I did too. And then I got it taken away from me by that dumbass PlayStation glitch.
Nah. Oh,
that's too bad.
Poor Griff. And his PlayStation
trophy.
That was one of the most unsatisfactory achievements I think I've ever gotten.
Let's just randomly collect this bullcrap.
Yeah.
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 Kill these guys till some panties drop.
Yeah. You know, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
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 Uh-huh. Yep.
So those are the games that are out right now. There's other stuff coming out. Like I think next week what we're going to try to do is get Dakota on here, because he's been playing a ton of Guild Wars 2 and a ton of Mist of Pandaria already, because it just came out.
Oh, no.
It just came out today. So he's been playing a ton of that. So
call into work?
No. I almost thought he did, but I guess he had like a ton of training that he had to do, so... He did not call into work, but as soon as I got home, that's all he was doing was going crazy on some World of Warcraft pandas. So he says he's really enjoying it. Hopefully, by the time next week rolls around, he'll actually start to get to some of that.
When I saw the preview for that, I thought it was Kung Fu Panda 3. Until I saw like what it actually
rated
was,
R.
Like I was like, what?
That's true.
Already? Didn't they just have a sequel?
Right. I think it might be nice to have him on and talk about that, and I think it'd just be interesting to see what he thinks about those sorts of things, because he says he really enjoys Guild Wars 2, and he said so far he's really enjoying the Mist of Pandaria, so be nice to have him on. Other than that, you guys want to talk about news?
You're in charge, man.
Do it.
Talk about some
news.
You guys got some other stuff you've been doing this week that I don't know about.
I just got back to playing video games, and I've only got one.
All out of broken wrists, and it's got all these games I got to play. Mm-hmm. Did you play anything else aside from Borderlands? You didn't?
No.
Okay. No? Okay.
I popped in Darksiders, picked up the controller, and I said...
How'd that go? Yep.
That's exactly how I felt when I turned on the Resident Evil 6 demo.
Oh, yeah?
I went to the character select screen, and it was like, do you want to play as Leon or Helena? And I was like, ugh. And then I just turned Borderlands on again.
Yeah, no, both Resident Evil 6 and Fable the Journey are sitting in my download queue, and I'm just like, just don't even worry about it.
Well, it's at the point now where I'm like, there's no point in playing the demo, because I'm just going to be playing the game when it comes out in, what, 2 weeks?
A week, if that.
I think other things to be played to the fullest.
October 6th?
Is it 6th?
Why waste your time on demos? I did watch Griff play that one game that you didn't figure out how to play.
Oh, yeah, Dust 514.
Dust, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you watched me play that. Oh, and we played Double Dragon, and these haters didn't want to hear any of that.
What?
No, I let you say
it was awesome. Man. I would rather stare at the wall than play a good game.
Almost.
Dude, the gameplay is exactly like the old Double Dragon, but just with pretty colors and awesome music.
80s!
Okay.
No, by awesome music, I mean amazingly awesome music.
It's so good.
I'll take your word for it.
The final song made everything worth it.
Oh my god, it totally did. Credits music. Forever.
I'm still showing a list for Resident Evil 6 October 2nd.
But... Oh, is it 2nd? Okay, so then 1 week.
Yep, 1 week.
Oh, buddy, I can't wait.
Oh, buddy, and I found the Amazon listing for the Assassin's Creed 3 super awesome edition, so I'm going to drop $120 on that.
That's it? 120? Two only? Games worth?
Oh, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. All right. Another statue.
Sweet flag.
Do you get a costume with
sweet
that?
Flag. Do you get a hidden wrist blade?
No. You
get
You get a sweet flag, and you get a sweet statue. And
you get an American
pocket
flag?
Knife?
You get a colonial American flag.
You get any sort of knife.
You get an American flag that isn't a real American flag. It's from a fucking video game.
Yep.
You as a person from the military should have an automatic hatred for that bullshit.
No, I have no interest in the flag. I'm just trying to pawn my ridiculous nonsense off onto... No, fucking statue looks awesome. It's dual
wielding. How big is this statue?
I don't know. It's like maybe 8 or 10 inches tall.
So $60?
You're going to make all your assassins fight?
Yep. I'm going to make
it's probably like
Ezio
super
and
plastic.
John whatever his name is. What's his name? John something?
Impossible to pronounce.
John Cena.
Definitely not that.
You
mean the assassin?
Yeah, the new assassin.
Just call him Native American.
But it's like
John Arland.
He's got an American name, and then there is his like Native American name.
Yes, that is true.
Racist.
They're called Indians.
Whatever.
Not Native American.
So I don't know. That's coming out soon too. Well, end of next month. Games are coming, guys.
Games are coming. I won't play them.
You know, Transformers isn't even in Redbox.
No, I admit Redbox has basically
Redbox. I totally blew it.
Yeah, no, see, that's no. But like lately, that when I've been looking at Redbox, it seems like the good and interesting games that they used to have in there are just nowhere to be found.
Borderlands 2 that I got from Redbox, I looked in a list of like 15 miles for red boxes, and there was like 50 red boxes. Only one of them had Borderlands 2.
That makes no sense.
Xbox 360.
You know where you should go? There's a family video right over here that has tons of stuff.
Does it cost $2 a day, and I can return it whenever I want?
I think it'd be even
cheaper
away
from
than
my
that,
house.
Right?
No, but they have games.
Right, so... It's,
well, I found
it's
it,
a
all right?
It's
well,
a
okay.
To me.
Well, I guess that's true, yeah.
The whole reason I started going there was convenience.
But if you wanted a Transformers, there's a location where you can go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that I'll end up buying that probably.
If I actually had a physical copy of that, I'd let you.
Yeah, you'd buy it. If you want to buy
it. Once I get the multiplayer, I mean...
I can't.
I will rent it for over a month,
I can't begrudge you for buying it.
If you're
going to
play it for over a month, then I can understand.
Well, I end up straight up buying that game, so I can't begrudge you for buying. And I bought it digitally, so it's not even like I can give it back. I just have to look at it and cry.
Don't even get the case with it.
No.
Ugh.
It's just stuck
what
on my...
good is it? It doesn't even exist.
Stuck on my console.
May as well be on a PC.
Exactly. It's not even here. It's just in digital space somewhere. Man. Let's see. Griff, what do you got for news?
So, you know, last week when we talked about that whole
TGS
PlayStation 3 rumor of it maybe being a new Slim.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. That thing.
This is for real.
That happened.
Double Slim.
All the way.
Okay, so first things first. Am I the only person here that think that thing looks ugly?
Okay, if you want to get to real first thing first, let's talk about it.
Okay.
So, if it's real.
It's real.
Mm-hmm. And
it's real ugly.
How much?
You want to get in, that's some
that's
crazy numbers. But
that's a different area to get into.
It is going to be 50% smaller than the original V1 PlayStation 3. Mm-hmm. I don't know, John, you take it away. You seem to know plenty about this.
I know it's ugly.
The aesthetics suck.
It's 250 gigs, and then there's a 500 gig one. And... it looks like the original PlayStation 3 as far as sort of the intended design. You know, it looks kind of like a deflated football. And it's polished again. But then there's also part of it that's like got ridges to it. It's really weird looking. And then my understanding, I guess I didn't see any of this in any of the pictures, but I guess it doesn't have like a front load. Like
it's
a
top loader.
It's weird. So you open a thing and you put a thing in it?
Yeah, so
like
you know those
PS2
ridges on top
slim?
That you just like?
Yeah,
so exactly they're kind of going the route. I mean, you think of it this way, right? It's going to be less mechanically, like, there are less components in it to suck in a disc and spit a disc out than it is for you to open a flap and shove a disc in.
Yeah.
So you're making it cheaper that way.
Don't we know that?
Yeah, it's always cheaper to shove it in. But you're talking about the ridgy part on top, and that's you actually, it's a slide. Like, it's not the pop lid top.
Oh.
It is, like, you are sliding open this panel on the top of your PlayStation 3, and then that opens up the disc drive, and then you slide the panel closed over top of it. So,
okay, that's kind of cool.
It's kind of like a trap door.
That
know?
Explains why it's offset in the middle like that.
Yeah, okay, that's why it has that weird kind of texture on it.
Hidden compartment?
Yes.
Yes.
You
just break that thing off and send lasers all over your room.
It is, like you said, $250, $500.
Yeah.
Europe is getting a 12 gig flash version, so a solid state drive.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre.
That is bizarre. But kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely cool.
Like, that's the way games should be.
I think
12 gig flash.
I would like a little more.
Well, yeah, I know. Like, at minimum, I'd want like 60.
Yeah. I would like, you know, 250 to match my current.
Yeah.
Right. So,
do you also want a console that's like $700 again?
Well, if it does what I want it to do, sure.
All right, that's fine.
It doesn't come with HDMI cable. It comes with all the other stuff, like it would, like controller, all that junk. And then it's only available in bundles right now.
Right.
So the 250 gig is only available as an Uncharted 3 Collector's Edition and stupid Dust 514 $30 bonus content crap. You get like a $30 gift card to Dust. Spend your ISK.
You get a $30 ISK gift card.
Yeah,
30 makes ISK sense, marketing wise.
30 ISK card.
Bundle up a slimmer version because it's for people that most, like 90% probably people that don't have the PlayStation already. So the bundling makes sense.
Yeah,
that's right. I mean, a bundle is smart. However, why are you paying $299 for a system that you can get for $250?
Right. You're spending $50 more. Granted, you are getting...
You're getting a game.
You're getting a game for
$10. And a larger hard drive.
Yeah.
But you're getting a smaller, less...
Attractive.
Well, I mean...
And it doesn't eat discs.
Yeah, you're basically like...
Well, this is what I will say.
Why would you get a... Why would you get, like, a Hyundai compact car when you could be getting, like, a Firebird for less money?
Yeah.
Like, why would you get something that performs worse than something that
Well, I mean, is it a performance issue? Like, the specs are still the same as far as what it can do.
You have to slide the thing open.
Well, that's true. Well, okay, so this is what I will say about that. So
I live in a post Wally world and I don't want to be sliding anything open on my systems.
This is what I will say about
touch controls
is when that system, I'm not saying that it happens a lot, I'm just saying that, you know, last year I had that issue where my PlayStation 3 ate it. And, like, literally ate that disc, like, would not give it back. Can't get it back because the console decided to die on me, and now I don't have that disc. And that was weird. Luckily, Sony took care of the problem and gave me the disc back.
They always do.
I know.
There's a box that's on their checklist that's like, is there a game stuck inside?
Yep. But it was just like, at least I could have gotten that disc back if there was a door on it.
But I don't want worse tech for that, sort of like, just in case it blows up.
What if it was like,
sometimes the worst tech is the best functioning one.
What if it was like,
no,
oh. What if it was like the like a middle ground, like the Xbox, where you push a button and a tray comes out? Because the thing on that is with
you can
the
still
Xbox,
pop it.
There's a hard release on that.
Yeah,
you can just pull that thing.
Oh,
out.
Here's the other. This is the megaton bombshell about the new PS3 is you cannot swap the hard drives out.
Yeah, that exists with the new slim ones already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the fat ones were the only ones you could do that.
Huh.
They totally removed all that.
Wow.
Because I was looking at my current slim one, and it's just like... Nope.
The only question that I still have about this system that I haven't found an answer to is there an external power brick, or is it inside? Because going from fat to slim, the power brick stayed inside. It was just a cord to the wall socket.
Yep.
The converter was in there. So have they been able to make that big jump in size by pulling that power brick out, which would make the most sense?
Yeah, it would.
And then that would also help with heat. You could have less fans and all that good stuff. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I just don't really see the purpose in doing this, though, because, I mean, granted, this new model is definitely probably, you know, the cheaper road to go. Because
Definitely, probably. 90% of the time.
I'm sure it saves them money to manufacture this device as opposed to the ones they already have because of the feed drive and, you know, more moving parts and less, like, automated parts. So probably helps them out in that regard and helps them make money.
I just am a little frustrated with it because it's like, why are you creating a game, or why are you launching this new version of your existing hardware that is more expensive than what you've had before? It's only available in bundles. It's confusing because it's available in all sorts of different sets based on what region you're in, what bundle you're getting, what size the hard drive is. And then why are you also doing this in the holiday season when the Wii U is coming out for the same price?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
The theory is that you would drop it down to, you know, $250, $229 or something like that to compete with the Wii U once you get into the holiday season. But why not start doing that right now and just start ramping it up?
Well, my thing is, like, don't do it as a bundle. Do it as a, like, don't do it as a bundle. Do it as just, like, a brand new console that's coming out that's slimmer, that's cheaper, and launch it at $200. Just launch it at $200.
Well, that would be ideal. I mean, I'm sure they're taking a huge loss.
Yeah,
I was about to say.
Well,
$199 is beautiful. I would love that.
No, because you're trying. Well, I mean, I'm sure the price
doesn't come with a controller.
The price of printing
no AC adapter.
I'm sure the price of printing a disc is worth $50 that they're charging. So, yeah. It's ridiculous.
It just seems ill. Advised.
Yeah.
But I'm no market man. I just find it weird. I'm sure it's going
to
sell.
I don't know. Maybe they're part of my thing, and you might have something to say about this. It's just like,
I don't want to talk about your thing.
Well, yeah, that's fair. Is next year, you'd assume Sony's got a new console announcement to make.
One would hope.
Yeah, one would hope. But it just seems like effort to redesign this PlayStation 3 seems unwarranted.
If in fact the purpose is to, let's say hypothetically, this device does in fact only cost $150-$170 to produce.
Mm-hmm.
So potentially and they're not letting in onto that fact. Oh. And then let's say they drop it down to $229 for the summer or for the holiday season to compete against the Wii U as a solo device. Then in 2013 or 2014, when they announce their next device, then they, alongside of it, say, and now the PlayStation 3 is available at $199.99 US cents.
Sure.
So you've got your new console, and then you've got your sexy price cut for, you know, kind of like they did with the PlayStation 2.
Yeah. No, that makes sense, because I'm sure you'll still have those people who are just like, well, I still don't want to drop like $300 or $400 on a brand new console, but at least there's this last generation console that does have a lot of great games.
Well, once you hit sub 200, like once you hit 199, just those numbers, people are like,
why don't I have one?
I'm losing money not buying this, right? Yeah. Well, exactly. But at the same time,
and it top loads.
Have you checked?
It's like my washer.
Have you checked the price of Blu-ray players recently?
Oh, I'm sure they've sunk so far, but I mean, it's not like it only plays Blu-rays. Like, it's the best Blu-ray player you can get because it plays PlayStation games too.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. The PlayStation 3 has and probably will always be the best Blu-ray player you can buy, aside from like getting one that you can insert into your computer. But
if you did it right, you would have one that could play like PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3 games.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. High five, Matt.
Well, yeah.
Fist bump.
Hey, I did Boom. That. I did that. I was fine, but
you just played PS2 games?
My original one did, yeah.
Oh.
Until it died on me. That was not my fault.
Of course it was.
Well, I assume.
Did you put a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in your PlayStation 3 again, John?
I tried to.
It wasn't actually a disc when it died, was it?
No. You can only put PB&Js in the top loader.
It was just getting really tired of playing the same level from Dragon Age 2.
Flat grill.
I tried to convert it into a George Foreman and make it play Dragon Age 2 at the same time. Didn't just like that.
Try and grill some steaks on your PS3.
Yep.
I like the form. I like it.
You like the Foreman grill?
I like the George Foreman grill. I also like the redesign, the PS3 3.3. I like that more than 3.2.
You like that
and
stand?
And I still like 3.1 the most. Or 3.0, whatever you want to call it.
You like that stand?
I'm not familiar with the stand.
Did you see the vertical stand for the new one?
Mm-mm.
It's this funny little round stand, but it also has like the side print. So it's like the side profile is like built into this round stand.
I'll take a look at it. How about that?
And you have to screw, like, you have to actually physically screw the stand into the console so that it'll stand up. It's weird.
See, mine can stand on this side.
Yeah, mine can too.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
I don't know that mine can, but I really don't care. I'm sure it could stand on its side. It's just, then I start running into risks.
I liked the design of the PlayStation 3. It's like a big fat stealth bomber. Like it's
yeah.
Yep.
It's like, you know, it's just stupid.
Do you know all the plastic parts in the original PlayStation 3 are actually transparent?
Oh really?
Yep.
Huh.
I accidentally dismantled one when I worked at GameStop. And by accidentally, I mean I dropped it.
Okay.
Oh, a forceful dismantle.
And there's all the black parts, like all those, the whole body case is transparent.
Was there a brain inside?
No.
It wasn't like a small piece of Ken Kutaragi in there?
A little alien working really hard to run on a treadmill.
Cell processor. It's human cells.
Yep. It's just a part of mother brain living in there. Stole it from Nintendo. They got one back.
The baby.
Any other news?
Not really. Griff, what else you got?
So you got this PlayStation Network update thing. Tokyo Jungle's coming out. If you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber, like moi, you can get it for $11 instead of $15. Also, if you're a PlayStation person, you might be interested in noting that you can get Final Fantasy III for your PSP for $20.
That was the worst
What a surprise. So Square Enix actually releasing something for a reasonable price.
But I was really interested in that, and then I got really upset with that. Because I don't want it for my PSP.
Well, then don't fucking play it, then.
But I want to play it.
PSP.
Then get a PSP.
Vita.
But I don't want to play it for my PSP. You're
still making PSP games.
You can probably get a PlayStation emulator or an SNES emulator and play it.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
You know, whatever.
How much does a PSP cost anymore?
There was a price drop.
Came
out of TGS.
$80?
I think it is now about $120.
Oh, crap. Like a PSP. A PSP,
Yeah.
Is $100 and what?
$120. This is coming out of TGS, so maybe the price difference for America is a little bit greater. But there's no region locking for the PSP, so I don't know why there would be such a huge price difference.
That's what I was gonna buy. I was gonna buy that HD collection for Metal Gear, so I could play Peace Walker, because it's not a PC copy or a PSP copy anymore. I'm tired of not being able to play PSP games with PSP.
You won't like Peace Walker.
No. Well, no. I sort of imagine that I won't, but I'm going to try it anyway.
I can't get it.
Exactly. Yeah,
mean I can't waste my money on it.
Wasn't there also something about that you can buy $60 games on PlayStation Plus for like $54 or something now?
Definitely.
Day one digital downloads for PSN members, and that actually perked my interest. I was like,
so now that you have your 50 gig hard drive, fill it up, or 500 gig hard drive, fill it up with
day one downloads
stuff. Yeah, and you're right. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, you can get it for like
$5 cheaper.
I think it might be more than five.
Yeah, if it's 10, then dude.
Do you remember what it was, Matt?
I'm all on
board. I thought it was like a weird number, like 54 or something.
I didn't read the report.
Well, $54.99 would be a $5 drop.
That'd be awesome.
Well, I thought it was $54 even. Not
$54.99. No sales tax. Digital purchases.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm not going to get into that. That's weird territory with how they operate that system. Those pennies that they're squeezing me for.
Squeeze those pennies.
Squeeze them, Griff.
I don't want to squeeze them.
I think it's going to get you.
You can't squeeze me.
Just squeezing pennies.
Charmin.
It's not going to do much.
Charmin, he squeezes things, right? Or that's a Wiffle.
Who?
Mr. Wiffle. He squeezes. Take all the squeezes.
Did you guys hear about the badass rank bug in Borderlands 2?
Yes.
No. What's up?
Apparently, there's a little hiccup.
How do you get the bug?
Well,
is it a side quest?
The thing I read didn't say anything about how you get the bug. It just is.
I know. I've read the same article. And okay. I didn't watch the video, so.
Okay, what is
the
bug? Video.
I can always tell what news you're reading from. The bug is it resets your badass rank to zero, but it keeps all the things you've done so far in terms of your accomplishments as a badass.
Oh, so you can do it all again?
You can't do it all again.
That's the thing. You've done it all, but all your stuff's gone.
Even your upgrades?
Upgrades
in particular.
It resets you to level zero, but then it still retains everything you've done in terms of progress.
I'm guessing it's starting new characters and has something to do with that. It probably wouldn't do that if you just played one character. That would be my
two characters.
But they're supposed to transfer over.
You're walking on cliffs.
They're supposed to transfer.
What am I doing?
That's the point. They're supposed to transfer over. They're supposed to. So.
Well, they are. But I'm guessing that's how the bug. I'm the bug master.
No, I wouldn't put it past it to be that. That's the issue.
All right, tell me what you would do to try and get this bug.
To get it deliberately.
Start a whole bunch of characters.
Okay.
And just try to max out everything and see. That would where I would go start.
So, like play 8 characters to level 10?
On the badass, yeah.
And get the badass rank up while you're doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's a good start, right?
Maybe,
That's a good start.
Maybe. Go from there, but I really don't want to get the bug, to tell you the truth.
Try it, man.
I'll come over here and help you get the bug if you want.
Let's get the bug. When I first read that article, I was like, wait, there's a monster called the badass bug? What level is he? I want to fight the badass bug. Bring it on.
The only other news I've got is Dark Souls on October 23rd is going to get a basically like a DLC expansion. It's going to be $15 for PS3 and 1,200 microtransactions for Xbox 360. It's also going to come to PC, but I assume it'll just be $15 on whatever your portal of choice is. Prepare to Die Edition will include enhanced player versus player battles, new maps, new weapons, new armor, a whole bunch of stuff like that. It's called Prepare to Die. It's good stuff. You got anything else on news, Griff?
A little violent.
Well, if you want to talk about DLC crap, then what's it? Saints Row the Third is getting re-released as an entire pack, the total package with all of its downloadable content and everything you could possibly get through any pre-order as one thingy.
How much?
Let's say $60.
Sure.
I'm glad I waited.
I don't know. The Dragon thing, Dragon's Dogma, is getting DLC that puts in a more challenging mode and more stuff to do. There's another thing getting Sleeping Dogs is getting DLC as the year goes on.
Did you ever beat that?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Still sitting on my
Walking Dead table. Is going to get a physical copy at the end of the year in December. So that would, I guess, assume that the last episode will be out by December.
Mm-hmm.
And was it Journey has its physical copy out.
But that's the, isn't that the, that game's company is like
it's a bundle.
It's a Journey's collector's edition that comes with all the games from
that game company. I just find it weird because now it's like, well, what are people gonna have for contenders for download only games?
Right,
because some of arcades suck. So
Torchlight 2.
Guess it's Fizz.
I don't think you can buy a physical copy of Torchlight 2, can you?
No idea.
I haven't seen any.
I'm just saying it should be downloaded.
I'll put it on that list. It's a downloadable
game. I expect
game.
That you can buy it in a store somewhere. There's probably a box copy for it.
Oh, maybe.
Wait, you actually buy computer games at the store?
Yeah, dude, why would you do that? You should. There's no reason to even have an optical drive in your computer anymore.
What if I want to burn CDs and with playlists?
What if I want to watch a DVD?
Who does these things anymore? Griff,
I watch DVDs.
Griff, when's the last time you ripped a disc or burned a disc?
It was been a long time. 2 years, maybe.
What did the clothes look like?
What did the clothes look like? Probably the same clothes I always wear because I don't buy new clothes.
That's not true. And since in the time that I've known you, right. You've purchased maybe 12
shirts.
If it's
not a video game shirt, then it's old.
I think it was wearing the same
existed
socks.
Existed in high school.
Yeah, the socks have probably haven't changed in the last, mm-hmm. you know, 30 years.
30.
They were looser back then. I can tell you that.
Oh, man.
Grown into my clothes, finally. My parents were so right. They bought me clothes in high school, and they're like, yeah, they're baggy, you'll grow into it.
Yep.
And you know what?
And by the time you actually get to wearing them as
an
adult,
later,
they'll be...
Hello!
Did you gain like an inch or something?
Yep. He's always been this size from
birth. I gained an inch outward.
Oh.
Jokes.
I'm not talking about the
your nose.
You know what I mean. Not talking about the chapless pants.
Yeah, it's leaking out now. It's like somebody's pushing cottage cheese through a small hole.
Gross.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, man. About t-shirts.
Oh.
That's it for news. We're done with news. We're moving on from news. Who's got trivia?
I forgot my trivia.
You don't
so
have
I'm going to bring it next week.
Griff, do you have trivia?
Nope.
Ryan, you get trivia?
I can think of three of my trivia questions off the top of my head.
I didn't do any trivia because my trivia sucked last week, so I've got to prepare better for whenever next week it is.
I'll bring mine in next week.
Okay.
Sounds good. I think we're running a little on the okay side right now, aren't we, anyway?
Sure.
I think that's probably going to do it, unless anybody else has anything fun and exciting to talk about. No?
I'm going to think I'm going to beat Torchlight 2 again.
God, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Go beat
now that Matt's got a game, he's going to pound it into the ground.
I'm going to get a level 100 character out of this.
Dude, do it. Can you, suppose with getting to level 100, you could get all the skills? Like, everything
no
just
idea,
maxed out?
No idea, because they keep upping the level requirements for every skill you get. So.
Oh, okay. I wonder, that'd be interesting.
Who knows? I'll tell you when I get there in like 30 hours.
Maybe let me know.
Like Borderlands, and it'll stop at level 67.
Because theoretically you'd only have to play that game through twice, right, to get to level 100?
I have no idea.
Huh. Interesting.
You might have to play it three times. I don't know.
Get weird. That'll be fun.
Are all three of you going to play Borderlands together?
Oh, no? Speaking of which, hey, people who've made it this far. I had a problem with my Borderlands 2 multiplayer stuff. Ryan, you were here when I was trying to do it. I tried to join people's games that were in progress, and it just would say, error, you cannot join this game.
It could have been because games are full. It like had the
no,
game
he was,
off.
He was trying to join that game with me.
Yeah.
Did you
deny it? Or
nope, I never
see
actually
any
saw
notification that I was trying
did
to
join?
Did
you have an open invite? Like anyone can join?
Invite like, only.
You might have had it closed off.
Friends only.
I haven't touched any of
those. Because it defaults to it. You can only have friends join your game.
Yeah.
Right, but I haven't.
Maybe
I haven't
hit
touched
RB and it didn't happen.
Yeah, but then I tried another guy and his didn't work.
So you still didn't also try getting the actual invite and joining, right?
No, I didn't try sending an invite or inviting somebody.
You just
to my
tried
game.
To join and scare people randomly in their room.
I tried to join a game the easiest way that the game presents to join a game. And that didn't work. So that is a bunch of bull honky.
That is bull honky.
Because they have the little like party thing up in the top right corner of the menu, too. It's like, who's
it'd be like if I said, come over to my house, and then I erected a brick wall in front of the door. And I'm like, what are you waiting for?
When are you getting here?
Come on. So hello.
We're starting.
You're invited if you can get here.
No. Just come over. The door's right here.
Uh-huh. It's right here behind this other door.
No, it's more like a painted brick wall that...
Yeah,
like they think it's there, but you can easily just open it
through some 3D imagery trickery.
It's kind of opposite of it.
No,
you can't just open.
Probably just send an invite,
but that's difficult. I want to just go to my friend that's playing the game, and it's like they're at this level, and I want to join their game.
Something that you've
done launch into their game.
Playing with friends for the past 6 years or whatever.
Yeah, but just because there's a piece of shit in the room doesn't mean that that's okay because it's been there for 6 years.
Yep. Stop smelling by then.
It's dried up.
Yep. so we should probably work on that tonight, figure out how to play a game together, although I'm way under leveled for you guys.
Yeah, but I'm not going to play with 12. You guys right now. I'm at the point where I might finish it.
Oh,
I'm going to beat it tonight.
You're level 12 and you're going
to
beat it tonight?
You have a long ways to go, Ryan. Trust
me.
I
plan on doing an all-nighter because I got to work at 7 in the morning, so I think I'm just going to stay up all night.
All right, well, that's
I may do that with Torchlight.
Yeah.
It's gonna be tough.
I think my night tonight is gonna be, all Borderlands
for a long time,
and then
just gotta load.
Tomorrow night might be Torchlight. I don't know. I've got a bit bop back.
You gotta go easy, man. If you do too much, you can't go back to what you're doing before. Might hurt yourself.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Stay up. Take it slow.
Not an easy.
No, don't
stretch.
Take it slow.
Yep.
Do a lot of calisthenics.
Yep. Drink lots of milk.
Dude, I've got hydrate. A gallon waiting. Yep. A half gallon now. I've already drank half a gallon.
Oh, God. Ugh.
What are you waiting for? Drink the other half gallon.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's get on Guinness for drinking an entire gallon of milk in one go.
Drink a gallon of Guinness. What are you waiting for?
Do they still sell those?
Gallons? I think they took them
off. I've got a jug.
Died.
We can make our own. Do some gin shots.
Let's go buy a keg of Guinness and just put it in gallons.
Can you get those in a keg? I doubt it. Well,
yeah,
no,
I'm
yes,
sure you
can.
Go to Hy-Vee and
considering
get any beer you want
in a keg.
Yeah,
interesting.
Just gotta give them like a day's notice.
When you go to the bar to get Guinness, it's just a very small man cracking bottles and pushing them up through the tap.
That's what I was actually thinking. It's like, no, I'm getting Guinness.
He's
just in there through a top flap.
Yeah, it's top loaded. Yeah. Top loaded Guinness.
It just slides.
Yeah.
The hand up to the bottle to you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, sir.
He just pretends to pour it, and then this hand reaches up with a full jug of Guinness and swaps the glasses.
You remember when they used to have the little air thing in the bottle?
Yeah, the widget.
Actually,
just
a little dude.
Yep. A little dude, and they're just.
Is his teeth?
Just biting all the bubbles. Yep. Well, we've derailed sufficiently. That'll do it for another exciting episode of Boss Barrel Radio. Goodbye, guys. From